சக வீரியம் கரவாவகைஹ தேஜஸ்வினாவரிதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சரஸ்வதி நமஸ்துப்யம் வரதே காமரூபிணி. வித்யாரம்பம் கரிஷ்யாமி சித்திர் பவது மே சதா. பட்டாமி சம்ஸ்கிருதம் நித்யம் வதாமி சம்ஸ்கிருதம் சதா. தியாயாமி சம்ஸ்கிருதம் சம்யக் வந்தே சம்ஸ்கிருத மாதரம். சம்ஸ்கிருதஸ்ய ப்ரசாராய நைஜம் சர்வம் ததாம்யகம். சம்ஸ்கிருதஸ்ய சதா பக்தோ வந்தே சம்ஸ்கிருத மாதரம். சம்ஸ்கிருதஸ்ய க்ருதே ஜீவன் சம்ஸ்கிருதஸ்ய க்ருதே ஜன். ஆத்மானந்தமாகுதம் மன்யே வந்தே சம்ஸ்கிருத மாதரம். வந்தே சம்ஸ்கிருத மாதரம். வந்தே சம்ஸ்கிருத மாதரம். கீதம் காயம் வா கீதம்
கீதம் அப்படி
ஓகே. கீதம் காயம் வா நாவ
ஆம் ஆம் கீதம்
ஓகே ஓகே. சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய லலிதா ஹிருதய ரமணீய அமிர்தவாணி சம்ஸ்கிருத பாச நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. கவி கோகில வால்மீகி விரச்சித கவி கோகில வால்மீகி விரச்சித ராமாயண ரமணிய கதா அதிவ சரளா மதுர மஞ்சுளா நைவ க்ளேஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளேஷ்ட ந ச கடின சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. வியாச விரச்சித கணேச லிகித வியாச விரச்சித கணேச லிகித மகாபாரதே புண்ணிய கதா. மகாபாரதே புண்ணிய கதா கௌரவ பாண்டவ சங்கர மதிதா நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. சுரச சுபோத விஜ்ஞமனோஷம் குருக்ஷேத்ர சமராங்க கீதா. குருக்ஷேத்ர சமராங்க நிதா விஸ்வவந்திதா பகவத்கீதா அமுத மதுரா கர்ம தீபிகா நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய. கவிக்குல குரு நவர சோன்மசஜா கவிக்குல குரு நவர சோன்மேசஜா குரு ரகுகுமார கவிதா விக்ரமசாகுந்தல மாளவிகா நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின சுரச சுபோத விஸ்வமனோக்ய லலிதா ஹிருதய ரமணீய அமிர்தவாணி சம்ஸ்கிருத பாச நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. நைவ க்ளிஷ்ட ந ச கடின. தன்யவாத் மகோதயா.
தன்யவாத் மகோதயா. அஸ்து. சோ டுடே வி வில் ஸ்டார்ட் வித் அவர் ரிவிஷன் ஆஃப் வாட் வி ஹவ் லேர்ன்ட் சோ ஃபார். சோ வி வில் ட்ரை டு சீ வாட் இஸ் த்விதியா விபக்தி, த்விதியா விபக்தி அண்ட் ஹவ் வி ஹவ் யூஸ்ட் இட். சோ இன் பிரதமா விபக்தி வி ஹவ் யூஸ்ட் ஃபார் ஹீ who is far and pullinga shabdah sah. Similarly, if it is near or he is near, then we have referred to it as eshah. For far in feminine gender or in strilingam, it is sa. For somebody who is near in feminine gender, it is Esha. For neuter gender or Napunsakalingam, something that is far away is Tat. Something that is near is Etat. Tat and Etat. So when it comes to Dvitiya Vibhakti, how this Pradhama Vibhakti is being converted is, it is becoming Etat or it will becoming Saha is becoming Tam. Saha is becoming Tam. Saha is becoming Tam. Right? So that is how it is getting converted. So Eshaha is becoming Etam. Saha is becoming Tam. Esha is becoming Etam. Saha is becoming Tam. Ka is becoming Ka, Ka is becoming Tam, Etat is becoming Etam, Tat is becoming Tam, and Bhavan is becoming Bhavantam, Bhavati is becoming Bhavatim, Kim is becoming Kim, Kim in Dvitiya Vibhakti is also Kim. So we'll also see how these are formed with respect to questions as they go forward. Okay, so this is what we had learned earlier. So we have seen how Kaha is becoming Kam, Ka is becoming Kam, Kim is becoming Kim, Esha is becoming Etam, Ka is becoming Tam, Saha is becoming Tam, Esha is becoming Etam, Etam, Bhavan is becoming Bhavantam, Bhavati is becoming Bhavatim. So this is how the words look in Dvitiya Vibhakti or in second declension. And here, we'll also see how the words have changed with respect to not only pronouns but also other words like Ramaha is becoming Ramam, Sita is becoming Sitam, Nadi is becoming Nadim, Pushpam is Pushpam. So for some of the Napunsakalingam words, they retain that same form, right? Pushpam is Pushpam. Similarly, Etat is Etat, Tat is Tat. Eshaha is becoming Etam, Esha is becoming Etam. Bhavan is becoming Bhavantam, Bhavati is becoming Bhavatim. So this is how we had seen how Dvitiya Vibhakti words are. And we'll also see how Dvitiya Vibhakti words are useful when we look at how they are referred to as Karmani Prayoga. So when it becomes the way in which it is being used or it is being derived out of the action of the fruit, then Dvitiya Vibhakti will be used. We'll also see as we go forward. Now, when it comes to another question, so far we have seen questions like Kaha, Kutra, Kim, right? Now, we'll see another question whose answers also will be similar to some of the questions that we have. Okay, so Kutaha. Kutaha is a question. So, it is a Prashnavachaka Shabdaha, Kutaha. So, here we see glass is falling from the hand, flower is falling from the tree, leaf is falling from the branch of the tree or the shrub and a person is falling. So how do we answer this? So similarly here we have hastataha cheshakaha patati. Kutaha cheshakaha patati hastataha. Hastataha cheshakaha patati. Vrukshataha palam patati. Vrukshataha. Vrukshataha palam patati. Hastataha palam patati. Hastataha चषकः पतति वृक्षतः फलं पतति.
सर् कुतः मीन्स्
फ्रम् वेर् फ्रम् वेर्
थेङ्क् यू
फ्रम् वेर् इस् इट् फालिङ्ग् सो हियर् इट् इस् फालिङ्ग् फ्रम् दि हेण्ड् हियर् इट् इस् फालिङ्ग् फ्रम् द ट्री सो वृक्षतः फ्रम् द ट्री फलम् इस् फालिङ्ग् फ्रम् द हेण्ड् ग्लास् आर् द टम्ब्लर् इस् फालिङ्ग् सो दिस् इस् हौ वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु रेफर् टु दिस् Similarly, some of the usages that we have seen are like this. Purataha, Prushtataha, Vamataha, Dakshinataha, Upari, Adaha, and Ubayataha, Abhitaha, Paritaha. So, we have seen all such kind of usages already. And here, we will also try to understand how we have seen, in fact, the last class, we just a revision, how we have used them. For example, here, Saha Keshavaha. केशवस्य पुरतः शकटः अस्ति. सो यर् पुरतः वामतः पृष्ठतः दक्षिणतः उपरि एण्ड् अधः आल् दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् नाट् इन् पञ्चमी विभक्ति, दीस् आर् इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति आर् द सिक्स्त् डिक्लेन्शन्. बट् प्रीवियस्लि इन् अवर् प्रीवियस् केसस् कुतः where we had seen how it is falling, they are addressed in the sixth declension or the panchami vibhakti, but these words are essentially in the sixth declension or the shashti vibhakti. So here saha keshavah, keshavasya puratah shakatah asti, keshavasya puratah. Similarly tasya prushtatah vasati mandiram asti, tasya dakshinatah devalaya asti, tasya vamatah vrukshah asti. Devalayasya upari कलशः अस्ति, शकटस्य अधः शुनकः अस्ति. सो दीस् वर्ड्स् दट् वी हव् सीन् वी हव् आलरेडि सीन् इन् अवर् प्रीवियस् सेशन् हौ दे आर् बीङ्ग् यूस्ड् अण्ड् दीस् आर् जनरली रेफर् टु एस् अवर् डैरेक्षन्स् एस् यु हव् सीन् इन् द लास्ट् सेशन्. बट् एसेन्शियलि वेन् इट् कम्स् टु दि विभक्ति आर् द फार्म् इन् विच् दीस् आर् एक्स्पर्ट् आर् इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति. सो एस् यु गो फार्वर्ड् वील् आल्सो सी सम् आफ़् दीस् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् सिमिलर्लि वी हव् अन्तः. अन्तः अन्तः मीन्स् इन्सैड्, बहिः is outside, right? So here we have a conversation. Balakah kutra asti, balakah bahi asti. Balika kutra asti, balika antaha asti. So inside and outside. Antaha means antaha ityukte inside, bahihi ityukte outside. These are the ways in which we are trying to address. Marjalah kutra asti, marjalah अन्तः अस्ति, मार्जला इत्युक्ते क्याट्. शुनकः कुत्र अस्ति, शुनकः बहिः अस्ति, बहिः इत्युक्ते औट्सैड्, अन्तः इन्सैड्, बहिः औट्सैड्. अस्तु, शुनकः इत्युक्ते डाग्, मार्जालः इत्युक्ते क्याट्. अस्तु, सो दिस् इस् हौ वि हव् यूस्ड् दीस् आर् दीस् आर् द फार्म्स् इन् विच् वी हव् सीन् अर्लियर्. एण्ड् सम् आफ़् द थिङ्ग्स् दट् वी आर् सीङ्ग् इन् द कान्वर्सेशन्, हरिः ओम्, हरि ओम् इत्युक्ते नमस्ते इन् संस्कृतं. वेन् अवर् वि पिक् अप् द फोन् वि वुड् से हरि ओम् रादर् देन् हलो. हलो इस् जनरली द वे वि अड्रेस् पीपल् वेन् यु पिक् अप् अ फोन्. सिमिलर्लि इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु अड्रेस् द सेम् थिङ्ग् वया टेलिफोनिक् कान्वर्सेशन् वेन् वि पिक् अप् द फोन् काल् एण्ड् वि वाण्ट् टु से हलो इन् संस्कृतं, देन् वि विल् से हरि ओम्. सिमिलर्लि सुप्रभातं, सुप्रभातम् इत्युक्ते गुड् मार्निङ्ग्. स्वागतम् इत्युक्ते यु आर् वेल्कम्. क्षम्यताम् इत्युक्ते सारि. Namaskarah, it is a greeting, right? We already know Namaskarah. Chinta Mastu also, we have seen. Don't worry. Shyamnatam, we have already seen. Swagatam, we have seen in one of the conversations, but it means you are welcome. Suprabhatam, we already seen. Good morning. Hari Om, Namaste or Namaskaram, that is what is Hari Om or Hello. Astu. So, when it comes to the Dvitiya Vibhakti usage, whenever the... There are two things in the sentence so far that we have seen. There are a lot of the other constructs when it comes to grammar. But primarily, we are trying to see what is a subject and what is an object. So that is what is there with respect to sentence. What is the subject? Who is doing the action? Who is doing an action is what is the actor or somebody who is kind of called as a karta. It is called as a karta. But when it comes to the word, it is called a kartrupadam, kartrupadam. Somebody who is doing it, right? That is what the word is referred to as kartrupadam. Similarly, we have something that is being done, right? We have something that is being done. And that is what is called the action. And how is it being done or the what is enabling it to do it? It what is karma padam. What is enabling it to do it is what is karma padam. The end result is basically the action. The end result is the action. There is a doer or the subject and he does an action on a particular object. That object is being referred to as karma padam and subject who is actually the doer of that particular action is referred to as kartrupadam. So we have a kartrupadam in a sentence. We have a karma padam and then we have an action. Action is nothing but the result or the fruit of that particular action that is being done by the doer or the actor with respect to the context or with respect to the sentence. So as we go forward, as we go forward with respect to grammar also, this will become very important. And This will be the crux of how do we form sentences and how shlokas needs to be understood, or is there something that needs to be understood, is there anything redundant, or can we add something in the sentence, is something that we will try to look at from these kind of understandings only, where we see there is a subject, there is an object, there is a verb. Verb, essentially we know, it is already an action, right? So, dhatu is also nothing but here, verb. Dhatu is nothing but verb. In Sanskrit, we'll use dhatu for verb, or something that is doing an action is what is dhatu. Asu, so that is what we will try to do here as well. And how that is being constructed, we'll see before we go forward. Before we go forward with our exercise today. So here, as you see, we have patalaha. So pashyati. So we have pashyati. And ka pashyati? Meaning? What does ka mean? When do we use ka?
Question mark or strilingam.
Strilingam.
Ka is generally for, kaha is for pullingam or masculine. Ka is for strilingam. Right? Ka pashyati. So here, who is seeing the patalaha? Patala ityukte the screen. Patala ityukte screen. Who is seeing the screen? And with respect to the strilinga gender. So that is why it is asked as ka pashyati. So ka pashyati, mahila pashyati. So mahila is, or the lady is seeing the screen, mahila pashyati. Okay, but what is she seeing? What is she seeing? We should ask that. She is seeing, that is what we are answering. Or the lady is seeing, ka pashyati, mahila pashyati. We have the patalaha, and that is the screen. We know by looking at the picture, that is what is happening. So in order to understand this, she is seeing. Seeing is happening, or observation is happening. Who is seeing? Ka pashyati, lady is seeing. Mahila kim pashyati. Now we are asking, what is she looking at? Right? Mahila kim pashyati.
Patalam
mahila
pashyati.
Patalam pashyati. So here the patalam shabdaha is in dvitiya vibhakti. So whenever the karmapadan is taken, we see that it is in dvitiya vibhakti. So one of the rules that we go as we learn grammar, we will see that whenever the karmapadam is found, we see that it is in dvitiya vibhakti. Here patalaha is basically screen, patalaha. So patalam, is it pullinga shabdaha? Patalaha, is it pullinga shabda or strilinga shabdaha?
Pulling.
Samichinam. Patalaha is a masculine word or a pulling shabdaha. So patalaha is first declension. So when we want to say it in second declension or in dvitiya vibhakti, it is going to be patalam. Mahila patalam pashyati. So ka pashyati? Mahila pashyati. Mahila kim pashyati? Mahila patalam pashyati. Ka kim pashyati? Mahila patalam pashyati. So we are asking, who is seeing what? So then the answer would be mahila patalam pashyati. So this is how we have to break down some of the sentences in order to understand the subject and the object and also the verb. Identifying the verb will become also important as we go forward. This way of breaking will become important, and we have to identify what is the karma padam, what is the kartrupadam, and then also try to understand the verb. Because the way words are arranged in Sanskrit is totally different from the way we see in general language like English, where there should be a specific order of how the sentence should be formed, right? It should be syntactically and semantically correct. In Sanskrit, syntax might not be so important. Semantics is important, but when it comes to syntax, the arrangement of words has a lot of rules, which is an advanced subject. It has a lot of rules, and how it can be arranged also is different, right? So that is how it could be. So pashyati could be somewhere in the shloka. Pashyati could be somewhere in the second line of the shloka. Pashyati could be there, and then we can also refer to patalam in the first shloka, first line of that shloka, and then pashyati in the second line. This is how generally the constructs of some of the shlokas are. And as we go forward, as we learn the grammar forward, not in these sessions, but when you learn grammar in advanced sessions, this is how it is going to be. So mahila kim pashyati? Mahila पटलं पश्यति. पटलम् इत्युक्ते स्क्रीन्. अस्तु, सो नौ त्रिवेणी भगिनी अस्ति वा?
सो सर, द क्वेश्चन् विल् बी इन् प्रथम विभक्ति, बट् द आन्सर् विल् बी इन् द्वितीय विभक्ति.
न न न न न भगिनि, अत्र अत्र नास्ति. अत्र अत्र कथमस्ति, अत्र का पश्यति, का इस् हियर् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु ओन्लि हियर् द प्रथम विभक्ति ओन्लि. का पश्यति, कः का, सो महिला पश्यति, दिस् इस् अगेन् प्रथम
विभक्ति.
हा, किम् इस् नो द्वितीय विभक्ति.
ओके,
किम् इस् द्वितीय विभक्ति, एण्ड् द आन्सर् इस् आल्सो कमिङ्ग् इन् द्वितीय विभक्ति.
अस्तु महोदय.
हा त्रिवेणी भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीस् read this and also explain what is happening here and which words are in prathama vibhakti and which words are in dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay, nayati, walk. Kah nayati? Who is walking? Purushah nayati.
Nayati ityukte
walk.
Once again bhagini, what is happening here?
Hello, can you hear
bhagini? Yes bhagini.
Nayati means walk. Isn't it correct?
Yes, one action is walk, but the other associated action is also there with what is happening with the walking. They carry also.
Yeah,
so they carry.
Okay. Kaha nayati? Purushah nayati. Man is lifting. Lifting, we can say man is lifting.
Samichinam.
Purushah kim nayati? Purushah asandhi nayati.
Asandam.
Asandam nayati. Man is carrying chair.
Samichinam, both samichinam. So, which one is in Pradama Vibhakti and which one is in Ditya Vibhakti?
Kaha nayati is in Pradama Vibhakti. Purushaha nayati It is in Pradama Vibhakti. Purushaha kim nayati is in Ditya Vibhakti. Purushaha asandim nayati is in Ditya Vibhakti.
समीचीनं, बहु समीचीनम्. आसन्दः इस् प्रथमविभक्ति, आसन्दम् इस् द्वितीयाविभक्ति. बहु समीचीनम्. अस्तु भगिनि, अस्तु. सो फार् प्राक्टीस् आल्सो देर् आर् वर्ड्स् इन् दिस् एक्सेल् शीट् प्रेसेण्ट् इन् दिस् स्लैड्स् देट् यु सी हियर्. सो देर् इस् एन् एक्सेल् शीट् देट् इस् ओपन् देट् विल् ओपन् अप्. ऐ शेर् दिस् स्लैड्स् एनिवे. सो वेन् यु गेट् अ चान्स् लुक् एट् दिस् एक्सेल् शीट्. देर् आर् लाट् आफ़् वर्ड्स् इन् दिस् एक्सेल् शीट् कवरिङ्ग् पुंलिङ्गशब्दः, स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः, नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः, इन् वेरियस् एण्डिङ्ग्स् आफ़् द वर्ड्स्. सो एस् यु सी हियर् वि हाव् नपुंसकलिङ्ग पुंलिङ्गशब्दः. सो अ पू मीन्स् अकारान्त पुंलिङ्गशब्दः, एण्ड् वि विल् ऐ विल् जस्ट् डिस्प्ले वाट् इस् गिवेन् हियर्. सो अग्रजः एण्ड् इट्स् मीनिङ्ग्. सो सम् आफ़् द थिङ्ग्स् आर् फार्म्ड् हियर् एण्ड् दि संस्कृतभारती एण्ड् सम् अदर् पीपल् हाव् क्रियेटेड् दिस् शीट्. They are keep on adding words with respect to what it means, and some of the pictures are also being added here. So very helpful for us in order to know what it means, what each word means. Whatever we have learned so far, we can build up on the vocabulary here. So the words and meanings are given here. Astu. So try to look at these words, then form the Dvitiya Vibhakti and the Shashti Vibhakti. We have already seen Dvitiya Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti and Saptami Vibhakti. So please form these words when you find the time. So for now, we will do about some words so that how you could practice later. So next, Tangam Bhagini.
Asmi Namaskaram Mahodaya.
Namaskar Bhagini. So for each of these words that are given here in the Nama Padam column, in the first column, try to mention the vibhakti and then specify the dvitiya vibhakti and also the shashti vibhakti for that word.
Agrajah. Meaning elder brother. It is in pra,
Prathama. First declension. Prathama.
First. Yes, sir. And second will be, that is, Dvitiya Vibhakti will be Agrajam. Agrajam. And the Shashti Vibhakti could be Agrajasya.
Agrajasya. Samichi number. Agre, Antaha.
Then Andakaha.
It is not da, I think it is
Ankaha. Ankaha means mark or spot. So it is in Prathama Vibhakti. The Dvitiya Vibhakti could be Antakam, Ankam. And Ankasya. It will be Ankasya. Similarly, Ankuraha. Ankuraha means sprout, shoot or blade. It's in Prathama Vibhakti. Ankuram will be the Dvitiya Vibhakti. And Shashti Vibhakti will be Ankurasya.
Samichinam bhagini.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Adhyapakaha Shikshakaha. Adhyapakam Shikshakam. Adhyapakasya Shishyakasya.
Shikshakasya. Samichinam.
Anilakoshaha is gas cylinder. Anilakosham will be the Dvitiya Vipakti and Anilakoshasya will be the Shashti Vipakti.
Samichinam.
Anujaha, Dvitiyam will be, Anujaha is younger brother, so Anujam and Anujasya.
Samichinam.
And Shashti Vipakti respectively. Alakaha is sir, what is curly piece of hair? Curly piece of hair. Alakaha. Alakam and Alakasya. Alakam and Alakasya will be the Shashti Vipakti.
Yes.
Ashwaha is horse. Ashwam and Ashvasya. Dvitiya and Shashti Vibhakti.
Samichinam.
And
Astra Chikitsakaha.
Astra Sikishyak.
Chikitsakaha.
Chikitsakaha. Surgeon. Sir, Atra
Chikitsakaha, Magni. You can break it. Atra
Chikitsakaha.
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 No. Break it is Atra, Magni. Then say Chikit.
Atra Sikitsakaha.
It Astra.
Astra Sikitsakaha.
Chikitsakaha. Samichinam. Yes.
Astra Sikitsakam and Astra Sikitsakasya.
Bahu Samichinam. Bahu Samichinam.
Akashaha is sky. Akasham and Akashasya will be Dvitiya and Sikh declension. Achmaniyaha is vessel used for Akamanyam. Achamanyam. Okay. We call it as Panchapatram. Achamanyam and Achamanyasya will be the Dvitiya and Apanikaha Bhagini,
you are one minute, Bhagini. Bhagini, when you are referring to six,
and apani.
Ah, Bhagini, right. 1 minute, Bhagini. Take an insham. See, when you are referring to Shashti Vibhakti, it is not asya, it is just fear. So, apanikasya, don't, you are probably adding her also. Because of the flow, you are also adding her. There is no her. Apanikasya, kasya only. Arakshakasya, akashasya. So, there is no her. For sure, you are pronouncing it correctly. But whenever there is ka or ya, you are adding her. There is no her.
Okay, sir. Apanikasya.
Samichinam.
Is it correct, sir?
Bahu samichinam, yes.
Hello?
Yes, it is correct, Bhagini. Are you able to hear?
Okay. Arakshakasya. Arakshakam and Arakshakasya.
Samichinam, Bahu
samichinam.
Yes, sir. Astu, Bhagini.
Hello, sir.
Samichinam. Are you able to hear my voice, Bhagini?
Thank you, sir. Dhanyavad, sir. Dhanyavad. Sir?
So, there is probably a delay the moment I speak and then getting your response. From my side, I guess the download is not happening properly, but I am able to hear your voice properly.
Yes, sir. There is some problem with network.
Yes, sir. Astu. So, I am Bhagini. Chintamastu. So there are different sheets here. So please go through this. We have apu means akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. Then we have ana means akaranta napunsakalinga shabdaha. Astri means akaranta strilinga shabdaha. Then we have istri, which is ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. So some of the things you need not really go for here. So because some of them are in Bahuvachanam. So Bahuvachanam we have still not covered, not Bahuvachanam, but if you want to refer to it, it is there, it is still not Bahuvachanam. So we have Ikaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha, Ukaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha, Rukaranta Pumlinga Shabdaha. We still have not seen Rukaranta, so many of them. But for practice, this sheet will be helpful. So whenever you find the time, please go through this sheet and try to practice the words in first Vibhakti, second Vibhakti, Pradama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti and Shashti Vibhakti and Saptami Vibhakti also. We have seen Saptami Vibhakti also. Ankaha Anke, Agrajaha Agrajaya, right? So we have seen the Saptami Vibhakti also. Devalaya Devalaye, right? So these are the things that we have seen. So please practice with respect to Ekavachanam words here. Astu. So please practice these things. So next, Murugan Mohade asti va?
Asti Mohade.
Astu. So can you please do this side?
For a while, which number? From 22 on, sir? 22 or 21 on, sir?
22.
Number?
Patala, 20. Patala is Pashatu.
No, it's not visible actually. The Mama?
Screen is not visible?
Yeah, it's not enlarging actually.
Okay.
Which number I have to do? 24 or 25? 24.
22. The screen, the slide number is
22. Okay, now it's okay. Yeah, actually, it's Chitrakostraha.
Chitroshtraha.
Chitroshtraha. Chitroshtraha.
Chitroshtraha.
Chitroshtraha.
Amo.
Kaha Gatati. Chitroshtraha Gatati. It's first, Pratama Bhakti. चित्रोष्ट्रं चित्रोष्ट्रः किं गातति? चित्रोष्ट्रः पर्णं गातति, द्वितीयविभक्ति.
पर्णं खादति द्वितीयविभक्ति. समीचीनं महोदय. नेक्स्ट् वन् केन् यू डू द नेक्स्ट् वन् आल्सो?
सोपानम् आरोहित आरोहितः कः आरोहितः पुरुषः
आरोहति
कः आरोहति पुरुषः आरोहति प्रथमाभक्ति पुरुषः किम् पुरुषः किम् आरोहति पुरुषः सोपानम् आरोहति स द्वितीयाभक्ति
सोपानम् आरोहति द्वितीयाभक्ति समीचीनं अस्तु अस्तु महोदय अग्रे रवीन्द्रमहोदय
अस्तु सर् अस्तु
आं महोदय सो केन् यु प्लीस् डू द स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः फार् द्वितीयविभक्ति एण्ड् अड्रेस् ईच् आफ् द वर्ड्स् इन् विच् डिक्लेन्शन् दे आर्
धरति का धरति स्त्रीलिङ्गे प्रथमाविभक्ति महिला धरति महिला स्त्रीलिङ्गे प्रथमाविभक्ति महिला किं धरति किं द्वितीया विभक्ति देट् इस् कर्मपदं
महिला
महिला कर्तृपदं देट् इस् कर्ता महिला शाटिकां धरति महिला स्त्रीलिङ्गे प्रथम विभक्ति शाटिका कर्तृ कर्मपदं द्वितीया विभक्ति
धरति धातु क्रिया
धरति धातु
अस्तु महोदय बहु समीचीनम् अग्रे नेक्स्ट् वन् आल्सो
नयति कः नयति कः पुल्लिङ्गं प्रथमवचने प्रथमविभक्ति सः नयति सः पुल्लिङ्गं प्रथमाविभक्ति सः किं नयति किं कर्तृ कर्मपदं द्वितीया विभक्ति सः कुञ्चिकां नयति कुञ्चिका कर्मपदं द्वितीया विभक्ति नयति धातु
बहु समीचीनं भवति बहु समीचीनं केन् यू आल्सो डू दिस्
अलिङ्गति का अलिङ्गति कः पुल्लिङ्गं प्रथमाविभक्ति जनकः अलिङ्गति जनकः पुल्लिङ्गं प्रथमाविभक्ति अलिङ्गति धातु जनकः किम् अलिङ्गति जनकः पुत्रीम् अलिङ्गति पुत्री कर्मपदं स्त्रीलिङ्गे द्वितीया विभक्ति अलिङ्गति धातु
बहु समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः अग्रे उषा भगिनी अस्ति वा
अहम् अस्मि
आं भगिनि केन् यू डू
दिस् पूरयति का पूरयति अम्बा पूरयति अम्बा किं पूरयति अम्बा जलकूपीं पूरयति अत्र जलकूपीं द्वितीया विभक्ति जलकूपी स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अम्बा स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अम्बा जलकूपीं पूरयति क्रियापदम्
बहु समीचीनं भगिनि जलकूपीं पुरतः किम् अस्ति
जलकूपीं
जलकूपीं शब्दः अस्ति समीचीनं पुरतः किम् अस्ति पृष्ठतः किम् अस्ति
पुरतः
जलकूपीं शब्दस्य पुरतः किम् अस्ति पुरतः इत्युक्ते
इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ्
जलकूपीम् इति शब्दः अस्ति जलकूपीम् इति शब्दस्य पुरतः किम् अस्ति इन् फ्रण्ट् आफ् जलकूपीं वर्ड् वाट् इस् देर्
अम्बा
पुरतः अस्तु अम्बा इति विभक्ति का
स्त्रीलिङ्गं
विभक्ति वचनं न लिङ्गं न विभक्ति विभक्ति
अम्बा एकवचनम्
एकवचनं समीचीनं विभक्ति प्रथमा विभक्ति
प्रथमा विभक्ति
प्रथमा विभक्ति अस्तु जलकूपीम् इति विभक्ति किं
द्वितीया विभक्ति
समीचीनं पुरत पूरयति इति शब्दः कर्मपदम् अस्ति वा क्रियापदम् अस्ति वा अथवा कर्तृपदम् अस्ति वा
क्रियापदं
बहु समीचीनं भगिनि बहु समीचीनं सो अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः
नमो नमः
अस्तु सो नेक्स्ट् वन्दना भगिनी अस्ति वा
अस्ति वा
भगिनी एतत् अभ्यासं करोति वा
या या पाठयति क पाठयति शिक्षकः पाठयति कः पाठयति शिक्षकः पाठयति प्रथम विभक्ति पाठयति कर्मपदम्
पाठयति
शिक्षकः
पाठयति न कर्मपदं नास्ति भगिनि पाठयति इति एक धातुः अस्ति अत्र क्रियापदम् अस्ति अत्र
क्रियापदं यस् शिक्षकः कं पाठं पाठयति शिक्षकः कं पाठयति शिक्षकः प्रथमं पाठं पाठयति
प्रथमं प्रथमं पाठं
शिक्षकः प्रथमं पाठं पाठयति शिक्षकः तम् एतं पाठं पाठयति सो सर् वै इट् इस् फ्लाश् इस् देर् एतं
सो हियर् द क्वश्चन् इस् शिक्षकः कं पाठं पाठयति आर् शिक्षकं कं पाठयति सो द क्वश्चन् इस् आर् इन् टु थिङ्ग्स् स्पेसिफिकलि विच् चाप्टर् हि इस् टीचिङ्ग् आर् वाट् इस् हि टीचिङ्ग् रैट् or this is what is the question shikshakaha means the teacher what is he teaching or which chapter specifically these two things have been asked
so tam
so
is what
he is asked so we can no etam and tam are not what here for example we are sitting in a classroom and our friend asks what is he teaching we can show him the first chapter is being taught by the teacher or we can tell him we can show the hand to the book and say this chapter two ways we can tell him he will ask which chapter is the teacher teaching we will not show him the book and tell him second chapter he or she and then if he ask specifically where is it what is he teaching and if you want to show it this chapter we can show the hand and say etam or some chapter that chapter this chapter shikshaka some chapter etam patam patay
सो शिक्षकः तम् एतं पाठं पाठयति शिक्षकः तम् एतं पाठयति सो तम् एण्ड् एतं पाठम् इस् अ द्वितीया विभक्ति
द्वितीया विभक्ति समीचीनम् अग्रे नेक्स्ट् वन्
नयति
नयति
नयति कः नयति जन्येयः नयति आजन्येयः कं पर्वतं नयति आजन्येयम् आजन्येयः कं नयति नयति इस् क्रियापदम् एण्ड् kah niyati is pratham vibhakti. Ajaneya kam parvatam is dhutiya vibhakti.
Anjaneyam is not there, Bhagini. Only Anjaneyaha is there. So the subject is still in the Pradhama Vibhakti. What is being carried is referred to in the Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Arjaneya is Hanuman, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Arjaneya Sanjeevani Parvatam Niyati. Arjaneya Tam Etam Parvatam Niyati. Arjaneha Tam Etam Niyati. So the last one is Dutiya Vibhakti.
Yes. Parvatam is Nayati.
Nayati, Nayati, Nayati.
So Kaha Nayati, Anjaneha Nayati. So we have the action. So please also look at the sequence. How the sentences are given here is Nayati. Yeah. So when we look at the picture, something is being carried. Right? The action is, it is being carried. So, Nayati, carrying is happening. So, who is carrying? Kaha Nayati? Here, Hanuman or Anjaneyaha Nayati. Who is carrying? Nayati. Kaha Nayati? Anjaneyaha Nayati. So, something is being carried. Can we answer what is being carried? Anjaneyaha Kam Parvatam Nayati or Anjaneyaha Kam Nayati. So, something is being carried. Who is carrying it? Anjaneyaha is carrying it. What is Anjaneha carrying? Anjaneha Kamnayati. Or we already answered, he is carrying
Sanjeevani Parvatam Nayati.
Anjaneha Sanjeevani Parvatam Nayati. Anjaneha
Parvatam Niyati. Nayati.
Nayati. Nayati. Astu Bhagini. So the action is first identified. Once the action is identified, we are seeing whether there is a subject associated with that action. If the subject is associated with the action, can we associate an object with respect to the subject and the verb? Because generally, subject and the verb go together. There is an action, there should be a doer. Right? If there is an action, there should be a doer. Is there a medium for that action to be performed by the doer? Then we are associating it with the object. And the object is in Dvitiya Vibhakti. That is what is happening here. Right?
Yes.
So we have the doer, we have the medium through which the doer is doing that action, and what is that action that the doer is doing. These are the three things that are being combined together to form a sentence. Right? We are trying to first identify the... right? And also, are we identifying first the subject? No, we are not identifying the subject first. The subject is not being identified first. The verb or the action is being first identified. Once we identified the action or the verb, then we are seeing who is associated with that verb. Once we get the person or the who is actually identified with that action, then we are trying to see if that action could be performed via a medium, right? Is there something that is connecting the subject and the verb or the fruit of that action? What is that being connected is what is our object, and that is what we are saying as karma padam. The doer is basically the kartru padam, object or something that is being referred to as a medium for the fruit of the action is basically the karma padam, and something that is happening, whatever the fruit or what is the end result or the action that is happening is basically our dhatu or our verb or our action. That is how the sentence is being given here. And some of the things that we learn in the advanced classes is basically by identifying the verb, then identifying the subject and seeing whether how these two are connected, what is the vibhakti they are in, what is the lingam, what is the vibhakti, and what is the vachanam. So all these things will be identified as we go forward.
So here that saha become tam.
Yes.
Ajaneya tam.
Or either etam. Yes. So we don't know the name of the hill. We are referring to as tam parvatam, etam parvatam.
Okay, thank you.
Astu bhai. Astu agre. Swarnalakshmi Bhagini?
Asmi, Mahodaya. पश्यति कः पश्यति बिडाल पश्यति
बिडालः
बिडालः बिडालः पश्यति बिडालः सब्जेक्ट्
समीचीनं
पश्यति धातु
समीचीनं
बिडालः कं पश्यति
बिडालः कं पश्यति
that is one possible question next one is bitalaha kam kam mushkam pashyati
samicham bitalaha kam mushkam pashyati
bitalaha krishnam mushkam pashyati
bitalaha krishnam mushkam pashyati
pashyati so bitalaha subject पश्यति धातु कृष्णं मूषकं दट् इस् कर्मपदं
बहु सम्यक् क्रियापदं
कर्मपदं द्वितीया विभक्ति
सो कृष्णं मूषकं मीन्स् वाट् इस् कृष्णं मूषकं कृष्णं मीन्स् ब्लाक् इयर् कृष्णः मीन्स् ब्लाक् वर्णः वर्णः इत्युक्ते कलर् कृष्णः सो इट् इस् बीङ्ग् रेफर् टु एस् अ विच् कैण्ड् आफ् कलर्ड् मौस् सो ब्लाक् कलर्ड् मौस् देर् आर् मूषकं बट् वाट् इस् द कलर् आफ् दट् मूषकं ब्लाक् कलर्ड् मौस्
मूषकं पश्यति बिडालः तं एतकं पश्यति
समीचीनं बिडालः
बिडालः तम् एतं बिराल् कर्मपदं द्वितीय विभक्ति पश्यति धातु
पश्यति धातु समीचीनं समीचीनं अस्तु भगिनि अग्रे सारदा भगिनि
अस्मि महोदय नोदयति कः नोदयति सः नोदयति सः किं नक्षत्ररूपनोदयति सः किं नोदयति सः किं नक्षत्रेणो कः नक्षत्रं नोदयति तं एतं नक्षत्रं नोदयति सः तम् एतं नोदयति
भगिनि एकनिमिषं प्लीस् नोटिस् द वर्ड्स् दट् यु हव् प्रोनौन्स्ड् इट् इस् नाट् तम् आर् एतं तम् आर् एतम् आर् पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः अस्तु
सारि सारि एतत् सारि
नोदयति मीन्स्
नोदयति मीन्स् प्रेस्सिङ्ग्
थेङ्क् यु
नोदयति मीन्स् प्रेस्सिङ्ग् अस्तु नक्षत्रम् इत्युक्ते अत्र स्टार् सः उज्ज्वलं नक्षत्रं नोदयति प्राबब्लि इस् इन् अ लिफ्ट् आर् सम्वेर् हि ट्रैङ्ग् टु प्रेस् द हैलैटेड् बटन् आर् हैलैटेड् स्टार् अस्तु सः उज्ज्वलं नक्षत्रं नोदयति सः तत् एतत् नक्षत्रं नोदयति अस्तु भगिनि एकनिम् अग्रे केन् यु आल्सो डू दिस् द नेक्स्ट् वन् आल्सो
पठति का पठति महिला पठति महिला किं पुस्तकं पठति महिला संस्कृतपुस्तकं पठति महिला एतत् तत् पुस्तकं पठति. महिला एतत् तत् पठति. सो महिला प्रथमविभक्ति. पुस्तकं इस् द्वितीयविभक्ति. पठति इस्
So here one thing to observe is pustakam is actually the napunsakalinga word. So mahila is actually strilinga word. Mahila samskruta pustakam patati. Mahila etat samskrutam patati. Astu bhagini.
Thank you, Madhya.
Aam, aam. Agre. इन्द्रा भगिनी अस्ति वा?
अस्मि महोदय.
एतत् स्लैड् आं भगिनि.
नमस्करोति. कः नमस्करोति? कः हियर् इस् पुल्लिङ्ग्. कः नमस्करोति? आञ्जनेयः नमस्करोति. आञ्जनेयः कां सीतां नमस्करोति? आञ्जनेयः इस् कर्ता. कां सीतां बिकम्स् एक्षन् द कर्मपदं. नमस्करोति इस् द क्रियापदम्. आञ्जनेयः रामपत्नी सीतां नमस्करोति. आञ्जनेयः इस् प्रथमा विभक्ति. रामपत्नी स्त्रीलिङ्ग्. इट्स् वन् जायिण्ट् वर्ड् इस् इट्. रामपत्नी सीतां. सो देट् इस् द्वितीया विभक्ति एण्ड् इट् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग्. नमस्करोति इस् दि क्रियापदम्. आञ्जनेयः ताम् और् या एतां सीतां नमस्करोति. आञ्जनेयः ताम् एतां नमस्करोति. आञ्जनेयः इस् कर्ता. ताम् एतां सीताम् इस् कर्मपदम् एण्ड् नमस्करोति इस् क्रियापदम्. ताम् एतां सीताम् आर् आल् द्वितीया विभक्ति. आञ्जनेयः इस् प्रथमा विभक्ति.
बहु समीचीनं भगिनि, बहु समीचीनम्. अस्तु भगिनि, अग्रे ऐश्वर्या भगिनी.
आं महोदय.
Bhagini, can you do this slide?
Yes. Nishyati. Kaha
Nishayati. 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 Nishyati.
Nishyati. Nishyati. Kaha Nishyati. Saha Nishyati. Saha Kaam Churikaam Nishyati. Saha Kaam Nishyati. Saha Ati क्षणा छुरिकां निश्चयति. सः तां छुरिकां निश्चयति. सः एतां छुरिकां निश्चयति. सः तां निश्चयति. सः एतां निश्चयति.
सो केन् यू ऐडेण्टिफै द वर्ड्स् देट् आर् कर्मपदं, कर्तुपदम् एण्ड् धातु एण्ड् आल्सो द विभक्ति दे आर् इन्.
Atikshana Churikam is Karmapadam. Churikam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Nishyati is the Dhatu. Saha is Pradama Vibhakti.
Samichinam. Tam and Etam?
It's Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Dvitiya Vibhakti, and it is an karma padam. So whenever there is a Dvitiya Vibhakti, and we see, whenever we see it is in the karma padam position, we see that they are in the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Astu?
Astu.
Samichinam. Aam bhai. Astu. Agre. Agre Manjushri Bhagni.
Asmi Mohdaya. Hello.
Aam Bhagini, can you please do this slide?
Yes. Taranti. Ke Taranti. Harinaha Taranti. Harinaha Kam Taranti. Harinaha Kam Nadim Taranti. Harinaha Yamuna Nadim Taranti. Harinaha Tam or Etam Nadim Taranti. Harinaha Tam Etam Taranti. Taranti is verb here, Kriyapadam. Harinaha is Bahuvachanam.
Bahusamichanam.
Harina is Kartupradam.
Harina is Kamapadam.
Harina and K are in Prathama Vibhakti.
Vachanam?
Ka Bhuvachanam.
Samichanam. Bhuvachanam.
Kam, Tam, Etam, they are Dvitiya Vibhakti. All are Bhuvachanam. Nadim is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Yamuna Nadim. Dvitiya Vibhakti. It's a karma padam.
Karma padam, yes. Bahu samichanam bhagini. Taranti, you have not said
it's
anything
verb.
About Taranti. It's verb. And which vachanam is it following? Is it
Bahuvachanam? Bahuvachanam.
Correct. And
tarati,
is it following?
Taranti.
Taranti, Taranti. Bahu samichanam. And is it following the subject or the object?
It is following the subject. It's following Harinaha.
Samichinam. So our verb is following always the subject. Bahu samichinam.
Sir, Taranti means?
Taranti means laughing or swimming. Swimming.
Harinam means?
Harinam means deer. Harinaha, Harinaha. Stags, deer.
Okay.
Astu bhagini, bahu samichinam bhagini. Harinaha, Harinaha. Harinaha. Harinaha tarati, harinaha taranti. Bahu samichanam. Astu. Agre. Triveni bhagini.
Shrunoti. Ka shrunoti? Taruni shrunoti. Taruni kam akashavanim shrunoti. Taruni kam shrunoti. Taruni samskrita akashavanim shrunoti. Taruni tam akashavani shrunoti. Taruni etam akashavanim shrunoti. Taruni tam shrunoti. Taruni etam shrunoti. Here Taruni is in Prathama Vibhakti. Kam is in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Akashavani, Samskrita Akashavani is the Karma Padam. Shrunoti is Dhatu verb. Tam, Etam are the Dvitiya Vibhakti, which is in.
Dvitiya Vibhakti for Srilingam, that's all.
For Srilingam, yes. Here our verb is following subject.
Samichinam bhagini, bahu samichinam. Bahu samichinam.
Dhanyavaad.
So here also we will see again the same structure in which the subject verb association is there, followed by how it is being associated with the object. Here, aham kam pashyami. अहं भवन्तं पश्यामि. ऐ एम् लुकिङ्ग् एट् यु. अहं भवान् मां पश्यति. भवान् मां पश्यति. अहं कां पश्यामि? अहं भवतीं पश्यामि. भवती भवती मां पश्यति. सो ऐ एम् लुकिङ्ग् एट् हर्. शी इस् लुकिङ्ग् एट् मी. सो दिस् इस् हौ दि सेण्टेन्सेस् आर् फार्म्ड्. बट् द पायिण्ट् टु अब्सर्व् हियर् इस् भवन्तम् अण्ड् भवतीं. भवन्तम् इस् एसेन्शियलि द्वितीयाविभक्ति फार् मास्कुलैन् वर्ड्. भवतीं इस् फार् स्त्रीलिङ्गम्. सो दिस् इस् वाट् वि विल् से. अण्ड् मां, सो अहम् इस् प्रथमाविभक्ति. मां मीन्स् द्वितीयाविभक्ति. अस्तु. मां भवती मां पश्यति. अहं भवतीं पश्यामि. सो वेन् वि आर् आल्सो वेन् एवर् यु आर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द वर्ड् आल्सो सी वेर् इट् इस्. इस् इट् इन् द फस्ट् प्रथमपुरुष, उत्तमपुरुष, मध्यमपुरुष? सो वि आर् नाट् डन् मध्यमपुरुष, रैट्? सो अहं पश्यामि. सो वेन् एवर् इट् इस् फार् द सेल्फ् इट् इस् पश्यामि. फार् दि अदर्स् भवान् मां पश्यति. पश्यति इस् फार् अदर्स्. Then it is T. It is associated with T. Pashyati, likhati, khadati. For self, it is khadami, likhami, pashyami, nidrami, pathami, patishyami. All these will be me. So this is how the words will be in ending form for the action. Astu? So far, what we have seen is, this is what we have seen. How the action is being done. Who is doing the action? Is there any carrying or somebody who is taking the action to it? Also, what is the way in which it is being carried? The medium in which it is carrying. So we have seen Kartrupadam, Kartru, Karmapadam and Dhatu. Dhatu is basically the action. So first we will start with the Dhatu, which is nothing but the action. Then we will see who is doing that action. That is why we are asking Kaha Karoti, Kaha Karoti. Right? That is what we are saying. Karoti means who is doing that action. Or Kaha Karoti. Thus we are trying to answer that question first. And then, kaha kim karoti, ka kim karoti, kaha kim karoti, ka kim karoti. These are the things that we are trying to address as well. And we are trying to answer these kind of questions. So this basic structure of the sentence will be very helpful when we get into the advanced classes or the advanced lessons that are there with respect to Samskrita Bharati. These kind of identifications will become very helpful for us in order to understand the sentence. So every sentence, what are the things that we will note? We will see Kartupadam, Karmapadam sentence. When we look at a sentence, we will try to look Karmapadam, Kartupadam and the Dhatu. And when we look at this, we will also look at the Lingam, Vachanam and Vibhakti. Lingam, Vachanam and Vibhakti. So there is also a rule for this. For now, we will not get into the rule. But whatever the rule says is, we will follow the Vachanam and the we'll follow the Lingam and the Vachanam and the Vibhakti. These three things will go in tandem, or these three things will be in harmony with respect to that sentence. So Lingam, Vibhakti and Vachanam. These are three things that we have to take care of when we are trying to form a sentence. Like Aham Pashyati. Is Aham Pashyati correct? No, it is not correct. Because we'll say Aham Pashyami. Aham Drush. Right? Ami. Aham Khadati. Aham Khadati is not correct. Aham Khadami. Aham Khadataha. Is also wrong. Aham khadami, because it should be an ekavachana rupam. So these are the things that we have to follow, the basic structures or the basic grammar rules that are available to us. So as we go forward, we'll see how the sentence is there, what is the vibhakti is, how to see whether it is matching the vibhakti or not, or vachanam is matching the verb, vachanam is matching with the subject's vachanam or not. For example, we had seen here for one simple case, it is harinaha taranti. It is not harinaha tarati. Right? Deers swim could be possible in English, but here it is deers swims, swim only. It is also, sorry, this is also swim only, I'm sorry. So harinaha taranti, taranti or tarati. So it is tarati for singular. So it should be harina. If we are using tarati, it should be harinaha tarati, harinaha taranti. That is how it is going to be here. So this is how we are going to form the sentences. And as we see here, gachanti. Similarly, we will see Gacchanti. So what is Gacchanti? Gacchanti is actually the Bahuvachana Rupam of Gacchati. Gacchadhatu. Gacchadhatu. So Gaccha means to go. So we have already seen the Excel sheet with respect to the verbs already. Gacchati, Gacchanti. Right? Patati, Patanti. Likhati, Likhanti. Khadati, Khadanti. So Gacchanti. Gacchanti is to get going, they are going. That is what is Bahuvachanam. To go means Gacchati. Gacchanti means they are going. They are generally referring to the plural, Gacchanti. Then when we are saying Gacchati, we can say Kaha Gacchati or Ka Gacchati. Right? That is applicable. When it comes to Gacchanti, can we say Kaha Gacchanti, Ka Gacchanti? No, we cannot say this. We have to use the appropriate Vachanam for it. So it will become Ke Gacchanti. Ke Gacchanti. So we'll also see the Rupams later when we look at the Vibhakti tables. We'll also try to revise this with respect to questions and also with respect to the words. Ramahara, I think the sheet was shared earlier with respect to the Vibhakti sheet. The Vibhakti sheet was shared earlier. So we'll try to see that as well. So here we have Ke Gacchanti, Balakaha Gacchanti. Balakaha Kutra Gacchanti. Here we are asking, where did the boys go? Balakaha Kutra Gacchanti. Balakaha Vidyalayam Gacchanti. Balakaha Vidyalayam. So Vidyalaya, we have already seen Pradama Vivakti, Vidyalaye Patati. Balakaha Vidyalaye Patanti. This seventh Vivakti, seventh declension. We have already seen. But where are they going? Then, if we have to answer that, that would become in Dvitiya Vibhakti, Vidyalayam Gacchanti. Balakaha Atra Tatra Gacchanti. Balaka Atra Gacchanti, Balaka Tatra Gacchanti. So for Kutra, the answer would be Atra Tatra. Or we can answer that in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Balakaha Vidyalayam Gacchanti. Similarly, we have this Kaha Gacchati, Bhallukaha Gacchati. Ballukaha ekyukte bear. Ballukaha gacchati. Ballukaha putra gacchati. Ballukaha vidyalaye gacchati. So, where is it going? Where are not where? How is it going? Where is it going? Where is it going? Is it going inside the school or outside the school? That is what is being referred to here. Ballukaha putra gacchati. Ballukaha vidyalaye gacchati. Okay. So the way the question could be asked is like Vidyalayam becomes they are going to study. That is what we are trying to answer the question here. But here Kutra Gacchati is being answered, where is it going? With respect to the picture, with respect to the context, here it is Vidyalaye. Inside the school. It is going inside the school. That is what it is. Here they are going to the school. Balakaha Vidyalayam Gacchanti. Here, Ballukaha Kutra Gacchati. Ballukaha, where is it going? Kutra is also where. But where is it going? Ballukaha Vidyalaye. Inside the school it is going. Right? That is what the question's answer is. Ballukaha Vidyalaye Gacchati. Ballukaha Vidyalaye Gacchati. So, please.
A doubt is, Vidyalaye becomes Dvitiya Vibhakti or it is some other Vibhakti?
This is Saptami Vibhakti. Vidyalaye is Saptami.
Okay. Saptami.
Yes, fine. So, yes, the same thing also I refer to this sheet as well. When you are trying to practice this sheet, this is there already in the Excel sheet, in our slides, in the presentation also, it is put in between. So, when you click this link, this sheet will open up. One request would be to go through our Abhyasa Pustakam again, wherever you have done Shashti Vibhakti, Saptami Vibhakti and Pradhama Vibhakti. Already we have that in the slides. But please go through this and see if you can answer these words for Pradhama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti, Shashti Vibhakti and Saptami Vibhakti. The moment you start answering them in these four Vibhaktis, then identifying of those words whenever we come across will be kind of easier for us. So request you to practice this. This will come only with practice. So request you to practice as much as possible. Okay, whenever you find time, please try to answer these. Please try to recite them aloud. Try to recite them aloud. Only then it will get into the our thing. It will be assimilated by us. So unless and until we do that, this will not come. So please try to do that. Astu?
Mahodaya, I am not able to open Kaksha after Kaksha 8.
The presentation, sir?
In my pen drive. Yeah, in my drive. I can't open beyond Kaksha 8.
I see. I'll do one thing. I'll try to change the permissions. Possibly the permissions are not there. Let me check that. Right now it is not there. So I'll once I get to the website, when I try to upload these presentations to the website, I'll check it today, Bani. Okay?
Thank you. Done.
Astu Bani. And if it is not opening, you can still ping me on the WhatsApp. We'll see how this could be shared if it is not working again.
Okay, I'll do that.
Astu Bani. Okay. So this is how we can use this usage with respect to the vibhakti. How the words are changing. How the forms of that verbs, words are changing with respect to the context and with respect to what we are asking, right? So it is same question, putra, but we are answering that in Dvitiya Vibhakti as well as Saptami Vibhakti. So this is how this becomes interesting. So we need to practice this. As and when we practice this, this will become easier. So request you to practice the words as we go forward. Anyways, we'll do that in our class. We'll also try to recite some of the Vibhaktis as we go forward. So these are basically our karma padam, right? We karma padam is not there. These are basically kartrupadam. Kartrupadam is there, and kartrupadam, what is he doing? That's all. So kaha nidrati, shishu nidrati. Is there something else with respect to that? No. Kaha nidrati. That's all. Who is sleeping? So he is sleeping. Kaatushyati. Who is she doing? What is he coughing? Right. Similarly, kim patati. What is falling? That's all. So these are the kind of questions where there is no karma padam. Only then we can go directly with the kartrupadam. We are trying to say what is happening. He is doing, he, she is doing, they are doing, that's all. In such cases, we have already seen saha likati, aham likhami. So this kind of sentences, there is no karma padam. Right? So in such cases, we will directly see the kartrupadam only. Astu? So this is how our sentences will be, and coming back to our Panchami Vibhakti, right, our, the how these words could be presented. So here, patanti, parnani patanti. Kutaha parnani patanti, kutaha means from where, kutaha parnani patanti. Vrukshataha parnani patanti, vrukshataha, vrukshataha means from the tree, vrukshataha. Rukshataha parnani patanti. Similarly, we have kutaha janaha utpatanti. So again, the first one is the verb utpatanti. So who are jumping? Utpatanti means jumping. Who are jumping? Janaha utpatanti. Who are jumping? Janaha, people. Janaha utpatanti. So where are they jumping from? Kutaha janaha utpatanti. Relayanataha janaha utpatanti. Relayanataha janaha utpatanti. Janaha utpatanti. Kutaha janaha utpatanti. From where are the people jumping? Relayanataha. Relayanam ityukte train. Relayanataha janaha utpatanti. Relayanataha utpatanti. Similarly, avachinoti. Avachinoti is yukte plucking or to remove from something. That is what is avachinoti. Bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Bhakta. Now, bhakta, bhaktaha. So, bhaktaha is punlinga shabdaha. Bhakta will become trilinga shabdaha. Bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Kutaha bhakta pushpam avachinoti. From where is the bhaktaha? Bhakta means the seeker or the disciple. Bhaktaha, not exactly the same meaning, but what do you call bhakta in English? This is basically the seeker, right? Bhaktaha. Bhaktaha or bhakta?
Devotee
is the appropriate. Yes. Bhakta is the feminine devotee. Bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Kutaha bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Latataha bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Latataha. Lata means creeper or a shrub or a plant. Lata. Latataha. Lata from the creeper or from the plant, from the shrub. Bhakta pushpam avachinoti. Latataha. Astu? That is what is happening here. Kutaha. From where is the, or from where the devotee is plucking or pulling that flower pushpam avachitam astu similarly swikaroti
magadaya
am magadaya purgamad
here panchamai vibhakti is actually it convert to taga is it it that is ramaga ramam ramena ramaya ramat it convert to taga is it correct
so okay yes from where is what is happening here yes but we'll come to that again this is a you are right there is also a karaka that is also there so what you are saying is absolutely right itaha instead of saying that way we can say that from where so it is coming from where is what is taha here is being said here we'll come to the panchami vibhakti again but this is not a complete what you say it is not a complete panchami vibhakti as of now we'll come to that again so that is why we are saying this is a kind of a usage of panchami vibhakti astu so kutaha bhakta pushpam avachitamati lala latatah bhakta pushpam avachinoti and similarly swikaroti swikaroti means accepting or taking swikaroti bhikshukah dhanam swikaroti kutah bhikshukah dhanam swikaroti gruhaswaminitah bhikshukah dhanam swikaroti so from the
housewife.
Gruhaswamini. Swamini is because they have used Swamini here because she is the owner of that house. Yes. So housewife who is the owner of that house, Gruhaswamini taha bhikshukaha dhanam svikaroti. So Swamini taha from the housewife or that owner of that house, Gruhaswamini taha bhikshukaha dhanam svikaroti. Bhikshukaha is yukte beggar. Dhanam is yukte whatever the amount that is being given to that beggar dhanam swikaroti swikaroti is to accept or take astu so this is how we are going to use and we will see the exercise as we go forward for this week there is no homework please revise whatever we have done so far that is the only thing no homework from abhyasa pustakam as of today because we have completed already the abhyasa pustakam exercise till page number 33 antah bahihi पुरतः वामतः अधः पृष्ठतः राइट सप्तमी विभक्ति आल्सो वी हैव कंप्लीटेड सो 35 पेज नंबर पंचत्रिंशत् षट्त्रिंशत् वी विल ट्राई टू डू दिस नेक्स्ट वीक फॉर नाउ आई थिंक वी आर गुड देयर आर स्टिल लॉट टू बी कवर्ड सो वी हैव नॉट कवर्ड दिस वीक सो देयर इज नो होमवर्क दिस वीक बट एनी क्वेश्चंस व्हाटएवर वी हैव डन सो फार
Sir, in Panchami Vibhakti, like in Striling and Ikaranta Striling or Purling, it doesn't change. It's just be Taha.
Like don't Swami make it general. You're right. Yes, you're right. But what I am trying to say here is, please try to don't make that a general rule because the words that we get exposed in Panchami Vibhakti will not be like this. As we go forward, you will see if this is going to change. For now, we are making that this is a Panchami Vibhakti because everything is Staha. But as we go forward, it is not going to be like this.
Thank you.
There is one query, sir.
Aam Bhagini.
When we are using the words Antah or Bahihi, that in the example in the Abhyas Pustakam, if you want to use the word Gruha also, will it be Gruhasya Antaha, Gruhasya Bahihi?
Yes, Gruhasya Antaha, Gruhasya Bahihi. There is an Shashti Vibhakti, but they look to be as in Panchami Vibhakti. Both can be used.
Okay, and this Kendre word is in Saptami Vibhakti. So, that Utpitika slide was there, Bidal and Utpitika. Earlier presentation.
Okay.
The cat is on the table.
Utpitikayam.
So which vibhakti will be used there? If we want to use the word Utpitika also?
along with the position. That means the cat is on center of the table. We use the we just use the words for noting position. But if we want to use the word table also, which vibhakti will be used?
Shashti, utpitikayah madhye marjarah ya bidalah asti.
Okay.
If you want to say inside, inside, then it will become saptami vibhakti.
Okay. Inside saptami vibhakti. Okay.
Depending on our context and what we want to refer with respect to the subject or whatever is being used, we have to use the appropriate vibhakti.
Okay, there were other words like kone, kendre, samipe. They are, I think, in seventh vibhakti.
Saptami vibhakti.
Okay, so there the word will be used, utpitika word will also be used in the seventh
Saptami vibhakti, yes.
Okay. Like, for example, Visheshan will also be used in the same vibhakti in which the...
Exactly, Bhagni. Yes, so if you have already gone through the advanced topics, I think the rest of the class is not yet there.
No, the advanced classes are far advanced.
No, Bhagni, you're right. What you're saying is Visheshanam and Vishesha, they should be in the same... That is what? See, so Lingam, Vibhakti and Vachanam. So there is a rule for this, Lingam, Vachanam and... Vibhakti, yad lingam, so we have a rule for it, which says that if you are trying to use a particular context or a particular sentence, then we have to use it with respect to the lingam, bachnam and the vibhakti. You are right. And visheshanam and vishesha should also be in the same context. Absolutely. Okay.
Because there were some examples like that ujvalam
was there. Yes, ujvalam nakshatram. Ujvalam.
So the same vibhakti will be for ujval and for nakshatram,
yes.
Both words.
Correct. Nakshatram is napunsakalingam. That's why for the visheshanam, we have used ujvalam.
Ujvalam. Okay.
That is the visheshanam that you are referring to. That is the it.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Astu bhakti. So we'll end it. Before we end it, we have to do our Shanti Mantram. So Murugan Mahodaya, please end it with our Shanti Mantram.
Astu Mahodaya. Hari Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shantihi 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 Om Hari Om. Dhanyavaad.
Dhanyavaad.
Dhanyavaad.